Need to turn the wrong way
up. Hi, Yaakov. Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Chevra.
Good morning, good morning.
All right, all right. This works. Good morning. With the help of Hashem, we are learning today's three Prakim Rambam, Hilchos Brachos, Prakim Zayin, Ches, and Tes. Starting with Perek Zayin. Perek Zayin deals with the customs, with Minhagim, that are practiced during the meal for Derech Eretz, because this is considered mannered behavior, which is very important because things that are coming from Derech Eretz are going to be certain behaviors, which with time could change. The ideas are eternal. The actual expression of them, as we'll see, some of these things are not shayach because we don't sit on carpets, we sit on chairs, etc., etc. Perek Shvi has 15 halachas, and we are starting with halacha Aleph, says the Rambam. The minhagos rabbis, that there are many types of customs that are practiced during the meal, and v'kulam derech eretz, they are all included in the realm of mannered behavior, which will be the topic of this chapter. The Elohim, starting with number one, kishenachnasim l'suuda, when people enter to have a meal, hagadol shebekulam leit alasyadav tchila, who was offered to wash for the bread first, the one who's considered the gadol, the greatest of the group, and b'charkach nichnasim b'yoshvim mesubim, and then everyone sits down, and the gadol meisiv b'roish, the gadol is going to be sitting at the head of that table or that circle, and v'sheni loy lemata heimenu, and the other one is going to be sitting, so to say, the head of the second one is going to be near the feet of the first one. They did not sit on chairs. The goal would be is that when the first one wants to have a conversation with the second one, he should not have to get up. It should be convenient for the gadol to converse with the sheni. Now, hoya shalosh mitois. So there, the gadol will be what we consider the head of the table, but the sheni loy will be in the opposite place, will be above him, which means it won't be that easy for him to converse with the sheni loy. The shlishi will be lamata himenu. And they found this to be of the greatest derech eretz for the one who was in the middle. And b'chol, we had something similar by Hilchos Deos, so we had this in the Gemara, that when you walk, there's the one miyaminoi, there's one mismailoi, and the greater should be miyaminoi, the other one should be mismailoi. So this is the most mannered way of sitting. Halacha tu. Balabayis mevarech hamoitzi. The balabayis, if there's only one balabayis, should be the one saying hamoitzi. Umashlim habracha. First, he should finish the bracha, and then he should break the bread. As we will see, that it is ideal to make the bracha over a wholesome piece of bread on Shabbos too, even in the week if you have an option one. So, not don't rush. First, finish the bracha, then break the bread. In contrast with making of hamoitzi, who should be making the mezuman and then benching should be a guest dafka, because as we spoke out that in those days only one person sat the bench, and since there is a bracha that's given by a guest for the balabais, if the balabais is going to be making berachas hamazon, he won't be receiving that bracha. Now what happens if kulam balabais? Like when we eat here in the shul, everyone is a balabas. Or if you're eating in a group, your Pesach program, everyone is the balabas, then hagadol shebehem boitzeya v'hum avarach birchas hamazon, the same one who's going to be making hamoitzi. It's interesting that Amram doesn't write that hagadol mehem is going to be washing first, which is also what he wrote over here, but also it's okay. Halachi gimel. Ein we want first for everyone to have in front of them salt or lift on relishes. People then b'chlal did not eat bread, just bread. They always ate bread, even with salt, bread with a relish. So everything should be there. Elim keniskadnu lecho pas harbe. The word pas harbe here doesn't mean a lot of bread. It means unless people are planning to eat bread the way we eat bread. I eat bread. I don't eat bread dipped in anything. I don't have to do that. So if you're planning to eat bread stam, then you can make hamoitzi because today everyone is going to get a piece of bread. But if you're planning to eat bread with a relish, first have the relish near the people and then begin by making the bracha. The einoy boitzeya, when the person is breaking the bread, he doesn't break it lipsua katana, liprusa katana, not into a very small piece. If nation need a katsarain, it's going to look like he's very stingy. But liprusa gadela, not a very large piece. What's the definition of large? Yoitz and mikabetzom. If nation need a kidapsan, he's going to look like a glutton. However, that's only during the week where there's no mitzvah to eat. Because that's for the mitzvah of eating on Shabbos. You only break the bread in the place, in the loaf of bread, that it is thoroughly baked. Another example, that's derecheretz. In other words, it's not shaykh today, because today it's all the same. At different ovens then, it wasn't much. I'm not saying it's all the same. The challah that I always eat is always the same. Okay, halacha dalat. Mitzvah min amufchar, lefsoya kikar shleima. Better always on something that's wholesome. Im hoysa sham shleima shal so'odim. What happens if you have a shleima made out of barley? Barley is considered inferior grain. And you have a prusa piece, a part of a bread, but it's made out of chitim. So what? Which one will trump the other? Is it shleima? Is it chitim? Both. Maniach shleima b'toich haprusa. Simple solution. Whenever you can do both, you do both. Ubeitzeya mishteyam. Kedei sheyivtza. Both from the chitim and from the shleima. B'shabosis ubeyomim toivim chayiv b'tzoya shtei kikores. You're chayiv to break bread while you have in front of you two whole loaves of bread. And actually noitel shteyen b'yodoi. Ubeitzeya achas mehen. The Rebbe points out that in Hilchas Shabbos, the Rambam apparently is saying the same thing. The Rambam repeats over there that in every su'uda of the three su'udas, the Rambam writes, you should have two kikores. The Rebbe explains that whenever the Rambam repeats a halacha, that the Rebbe has the shita always, it's because there are two dinim in having shleimus. One of them is connected to Hilchas Shabbos. It's a din in su'uda Shabbos that what makes su'uda Shabbos unique is that the bread is going to be doubled. Lechemish. And then here we're learning about a din in the dinei betziyas hapas, that you have to be boitzeya over a sholem. On Shabbos, the definition of shleimus is not one, is two. That's a din in betziyas hapas. And there are big, many nafkaminas, whether it's a din in su'udah Shabbos, like din in su'udah Shabbos should only demand it on the three su'udas. Or is it a din in the betziyas hapas? And let's go back. Halacha hey. Ha-boitzeya. Yeah.
What mitzvah is he talking about?
More beautiful, to beautify the mitzvah of having a su'udah, of having a su'udah. It's like
mitzvah.
Shabbos inyon. No. I'm sorry. When you're making the mitzvah, making a bracha. So, bechas anahenem. Mitzvah of the bracha. A bracha should be made on something beautiful.
There's an idea of a regular hamoitzi, you should have a whole loaf of bread.
That's what the Rambam is writing. Befeitish. Yes. And by the way, it's not only by bread. What about when it comes to fruits? You have a cut grape and a full grape. You're always gonna, if you have an option, always take that which is uncut. The one who breaks bread should be putting the bread. Lifnei means given, not in the hand of. That's very important for the Rambam. In front of. And the other one takes it. You saw that. The Rambam holds you only put bread in someone's hands if they are an oval. So it's a sign of avelus. The ain't of it say noisim the yato oichel. Elam ken or your oval. So in other words, you put it in front of him. Now another thing. The one who broke the bread, which is the one who made the bracha, should be eating first. Many people feel that, you know what, that a cheretz is. It doesn't look nice that you're eating and everyone is waiting. That's das balabatim, which here is hepech das toira. So, you know, they first share a piece of bread with everyone and then they eat. That's not the right thing to do. Now, al pi kabbalah, it's much more than al pi halach. The Rambam gives leeway. Al pi kabbalah, the Zohar says, and if anyone ate bread prior to the one who broke the bread ate, there's no bracha on their food. What you're eating of the bread is not is an inyan ruchni. But the Rambam speaks about it, and therefore he allows for exceptions. The ein amasubin rishoyin litan atcheitam amavarech. Everyone has to wait for him first to eat. The ein habitzeya rishoyin litan atcheichlo amen bipni roif amasubin. So So another thing, the one who's the Beitzeyah, who has to eat first, he has to wait for at least the majority of the people to finish saying Amen. However, that Amam allows for an exception. So we say the Hamaitzi should be made by the Balabites. So it could be you have your Rebbe sitting with you. You're going to be making the bracha because it's on the Balabites. But you want for your Rebbe to eat first, or Ilumishu, God, but that's okay. I'll pit dinim of that acheretz. The Yanichenu Litshayt Yodei Koidim Loim. He wants for the Rebbe to eat first. That's again harushus biyadi. That's alpi halacha, alpi darachetz, and alpi kabbalah. That there should be no exceptions. You have to eat the bread first for the benefit of all that are there. Halacha vav. Shnayim mamtinim zelozeh bekara. Here we are speaking about two people actually eating out of the same plate, and not when they begin to eat. They are in the middle of eating, and there is a person that stopped. They needed to go to the restroom. So they're eating out of the same plate. When one stops, the other one should wait. That's not a cheretz. But shloisha, if three people are eating out of the same dish, then there's no more need. One, there's no eating of that a cheretz. Because then it's a communal plate. Two people, it's a bit more intimate. If one stops, the other one should stop. Gomru mehen shnayim. Then hashlishi mafsikimon. Before we were speaking about it, he went to the restroom. Now we're speaking about three people that are eating together, and two of them finished eating the meal. So the third one should stop also. But another rule. Don't converse during eating, which the sakana is, as we know, that the food might go down the windpipe instead of going down the esophagus, and a person might have a difficulty breathing. As we already mentioned before, if wine is brought, normally one person could make a bracha for all, not by a bracha that's being made during the meal, because if I make the bracha and you will have to listen, you'll have to answer amen. You don't have to answer amen, but it's important to answer amen, and you might be in the middle of eating. Like this, you get to choose when you stop swallowing, when there's no more food in your mouth, you swallow, that's when you'll make the bracha. Punkt, when they're swallowing, because they didn't decide when the bracha is being made. Don't look at someone's face while they are eating, and don't look at someone's plate while they are eating. It makes them feel uncomfortable. Makes them ashamed. Okay, halacha zayin. You know, if you converse with people, then it's even harder. You know, I think that's the seder. Because if you would be allowed to talk to people, it would be almost impossible to talk to a person and look at them. That's a siman. There's something unhealthy with you with the talker. Don't talk. And different. Don't look. Don't look at the person. Don't look at us. Halacha zayin. Hashamish, the waiter, shoymed lifnei hamesubin. Again, derech cheretz is that einoy oichel imam. Also makes sense because, first of all, you're not sitting down. You should sit when you eat. That we learned in Luchas Deis, I think. And also, you can't talk. You're talking to the waiter. The waiter's going to be eating. He'll have to respond to you. You're not supposed to look at the face of someone who's eating. Like, it's a hemshech over here. However, v'derech rachmanos, hu litain l'tech piv mikol tafshel v'tafshel kadei l'yashem dati. But it's, mitav derech eretz, mamash put it in his mouth. Put in his mouth food, like he's looking at all the food.
Now, usually it's the rabbi who's talking and the balabas who's eating. So this is applies to the rabbi.
and if you're going to give the waiter wine, and you know, since in principle he doesn't eat anything, he's only going to eat that which you are serving him. So if you're going to give him wine for which he makes a bracha, normally if I make a bracha, it covers that same bracha type of everything else that will be consumed during that meal. Because I have in mind that this is to cover everything. Since the shamash in principle should not eat or drink anything, so every time they give him wine, he has to make another brach. If someone needed to go out to urinate, so the din is, they don't have to wash both of their hands when they come back. Because we assume, on one hand, that, you know, he needed to touch himself, or he touched, or some urine got, but it only got on one hand. Obviously, just to know, this is Gafka Lahashtin Mayim, because again, the presumption is that if someone goes to defecate, then both of their hands got physically soiled to a certain degree, and therefore they both have to be washed. If a person spoke with his friend, he went out, but while he was outside, he found a chaver, and he had a long talk with him. So that's another rule, that while a person is engaged in something else, yodai maskani yoseim, and people are not mindful where their hands went. Now, what does vehiflik mean? That Amam here doesn't define, but it's a long shmuz, then you have to do netilas yodaim again. Noitel shtei yada v'nichnas. Another, im hoyim esubim l'shasiyah. Nichnas v'yoshev v'mekoymoy, and v'noitel yodai. In other words, if a person is coming back, and all they're going to be doing is going to be drinking. So in the times of Chazal, guys, when people would drink wine, you know what they would do? We would call this a farbaisen. You know, they wanted to drink a lot of wine. What helps a person drink a lot of wine is every now and then eating a little bit of bread. So if a person feels, I left, why should I have to do nitzil l'siyadayim again? Now we're only drinking. Wash again. Because that was the debt. Because people are going to be eating a little bit of bread. Now you're going to be washing your hands. Wash your hands while you're not facing them, and then face them. V'lama noitel b'mekoymai. In other words, if it's not, you're not going to wash in the circle of the eating. So why do you have to b'chal wash over there? Shem, you're going to noitel yadav, because people will be choshed you didn't wash your hands, because it's a drinking. People are drinking wine. And again, like we mentioned, even though taka, people were then drinking wine, but since it was common for every now and then you hopping a little nibble of bread, you have to be noitel. You want everyone to see you doing the tilas yadayim, but derech eretz, don't do the tilas yadayim. Imagine if you're sitting around the table, on the table. The person is very old, they can't walk. Sometimes you bring a shizel. Even there, if you can turn to the side, that's derech eretz. Halacha 9. Halacha tes. Ein manichim basar chai al hapas. Don't pass, or don't place, I'm sorry, don't place raw meat on bread. Raw meat, if some of it will drip into the bread, it's going to make the bread ma'os. It's raw juice. And similarly, ve'ein mavirim kois mali al hapas. If you have a cup full with liquid, don't pass it over the bread, because some of it can fall out of the cup if it's full, and it's going to pour on the bread, and it's going to ruin the bread. It's going to make the bread ma'os, repulsive. Ve'ein soim chenas hakar hapas. If you have a plate, and the plate is not straight, so you want to straighten it out. So you want to put something under it. Don't use bread to put, because there also shema yishafech, something of the plate will spill on the bread. The ein zarken as hapas, don't throw bread. That's called bizoyen oichlin. That's not because it's going to become repulsive, because as will certain other derechet and sticker ways we behave with food. V'lo yesach hatichos, don't, hatichos does not refer to bread, my friends. Hatichos means don't throw pieces of food. You have a piece of meat, you have a piece of fish. It's a chash of a piece. Don't throw it. Nor should you throw foods that don't have shells, like tusim and another, like berries and like grapes, or like ta'anim or like figs, because since they are soft, when you throw them, they're going to land. They might, you know, they might become a little bit crushed, and they'll become repulsive. They'll become repugnant because they're soft. The minig was that when you had a fancy gathering, like by your wedding, they would have these. They would have these pipes that would go through different things, and wine would pour out and wine would pour in. It would be this whole circulation of wine. That's not considered a bezoin, because the item is not getting ruined. People are not touching it. You can drink from it afterwards. That's okay. The zarkin lefneim, you are allowed to throw to add to the simcha, kloyois, the egoizim, you know, roasted grains and nuts. Even though they might fall on the floor, they're not soft. So they're not going to become repulsive by landing hard. They're not going to get crushed. However, if it's during the winter and the floor is muddy, then they're going to get ruined if they fall on the floor. They're going to fall on the floor. But during the chama, during the summer, they're not going to get dirtied. It's like nowadays, it's okay. By a chasim, we throw candies. It's a minig Yisrael. In Shulchan Aruch twice, right? By a bar mitzvah boy and by a oifruf. Throw a candy, that's it. It's, in other words, there's bizoin oicholim. On the other hand, you're adding to the joy. Today, the candies are wrapped. You're not
I'm not worried about it hurting the person throwing it at.
This is derech eretz. He's speaking about hilchos nezikin. That's something else. The hilchos nezikin we'll learn later. It's terrible. They noitlen yudem biyayin. The Rambam never had in his thought this idea that people, it became as shtuyot. They throw bekoya.
Of course.
By my oifruf, I mamash got hurt. Someone who had a very good aim, and look, it's in front of the Rebbe.
Wow.
Terrible. Like mamash, I had tzar, and this time I got swollen. It hit me right, I remember we were hitting it. Big peckle. Baruch Hashem, aguta kapara. Ve'ein loiklim yadeim b'yayim. Don't wash your hands with wine. See, that's already called the bizoyim. Whether the wine is still unwatered down, they were unable to drink, the wine was already concentrated then, or whether it's watered down. You can't ruin it in a way of bizoyim. That's a concept of bizoy oichlin. In other words, food is mamash, a manifestation of God's kindness. And imagine when someone does something kind to you, and your reaction is very disrespectful. You're disrespecting the person and you're disrespecting kindness. Wow. No one around the table is allowed to take from the food that was served to them and to give it to the son or the daughter of the host. You know, many people felt it's a gesture of kindness, but listen to what happened. Many people report the type of abundance that we have was not shayach to most people then. Could be you, Cheshbon, you the balabas, you have exactly enough food for three guests and for your kids. Now, if the guest is going to give from the portion you gave to the guest to your son, he meant well, but then you'll have to give him more food. You don't have more food to give him. You already cheshboned out how many potatoes everyone is going to get. Like in the yeshiva
your
when
kids
I was
were
there.
Getting nothing.
No, well, the kids were going to get a little bit. Now your kids will get more. But you're going to be ashamed. Even to one's kid, you can tell your kid you don't have food now. You won't be that ashamed. It's heartbreaking. You're not ashamed to a guest. You're ashamed. Shema yisbayish bala suuda. Sharei ein lo yelo mashalei yeshev lefneim. All he had is what he decided. And benim suuds. And now if the guest is going to give to the katanim, so the katanim are going to get more than what was allocated for them. But the problem is that you, the balabas, won't have more food to give to the oirech. Okay. Another thing. Lo yishlach odem lechadei rechav yisayim. These are mamash, we're going to Hilchas Derecheres. Oil is unique that it floats on top of everything. If I'm sending you a barrel of wine and I put oil on top of it, now I mean well, because I'm really gifting you wine and a little bit of oil. They don't mix. I'm not allowed to do that. Even though I told you it's a barrel of wine, I'll tell you why. Because you might not remember it. You might think, you know what you have? You have a barrel of oil. And therefore, you might invite people based on your assumption, you have a whole barrel of oil. And then when you take off the top layer, you don't have any oil. You'll get ashamed. Shema yishlach loy odom chav yeshekula yayin. V'yidme shehu shemen. And the shemen hu she'al panel bovad. When really oil is only floating on the top. V'yizamen orchem, you might invite guests. You'll invite guests on the presumption you have enough oil for the meal. And then you'll forget, oh, you go out, it's really only wine. And you'll get ashamed.
I think we learned that the oil used to be a lot more expensive.
So there you go. So in other words,
so you have the good stuff, but actually it's...
Actually, we got it. Very nice. So that is reminding us that in many places, oil was a lot more expensive than the wine. So it's even worse. In other words, it's fake. It's fake news. You think you have a whole barrel of something more expensive, and really you have a barrel of something that's less expensive. Anything that could lead to a busha. This is about, listen, we're never allowed to shame anyone, but this is specifically when you're hosting. Then you're very vulnerable of becoming ashamed when you don't have this, you don't have that. Okay, I'm saying all this derecherets because today people won't be that ashamed, I think, in this area. So we don't have oil. Who's that? It's different then. This clearly is only for the way they ate then. When they ate then, they were like the Rambam, they reclined on the floor. And everyone would have a little... what's called a TV table. I forgot what it's called. These little tishalach.
TV dinner.
But the table.
But yeah. TV tray.
No, much like the one TV that is on. Huh?
Like a TV tray.
That's it, a TV tray. Huh. And and what happened is that there were very little. So just to know when people ate, there was a lot of flow over on the ground. Much more than today. I know that today some crumbs fall under the table, but it was much worse because you had a little tishalach. You're laying down. So they used to remove the table and they would sweep up the area. This is all before benching. They would remove this little, everyone's individual little table. And they would sweep the place. That's not, it should be clean. It's not shayach today. Today it's clean. We're not saying the fact, of course, there's some crumbs on the bottom, or maybe you can say that if you have a lot of kids, very young infants around the table, then it's more bachavadik prior to benching to clean up the area. That's will be the derechedes for today. And bacharkach, then you wash your noikim yadayim, like we learned yesterday, that's my machroinim. Why? Because shema yishayru sham pirurim sheyesh bam kazayis, maybe pieces of bread in the size of a kazayis or larger will be there, and sha'asur lahalech bahem, you're not allowed to walk in it, you're not allowed to throw water on it. Tell you something, yeah. Drichan, we learned in Gemara that stepping on bread is a got kashalanius. It can make a person poor. Abo pirurim she'emem kazayis. There, mutam la'abdom biyad. By the way, mutam la'abdom biyad in a respectful way. La'abdom biyad means you can gather them and throw them in the garbage. So we learned that in the Gemara. Even little pieces of bread, don't be noyig a minig of bizoyin, even on the smallest amount of bread. Halacha yudbeis. If you let my lenatila, once my machreinim was brought, so the rule is kol shem abarach berachas hamazayin, the one who's going to lead the benching kuna et liyadot chila. Everyone has this, they know that there's no kibud by my machreinim. You're right, but not regarding the one who's benching. The one who's benching should wash first. Kadesh lo yeshem agadol liyadot mizoy hamayis atche yitl achet. By the way, it's interesting that Amram wrote that benching is going to be done by the Oireach. Yeah. But still, here he writes across the board, we don't want the gadol or the bencher to wait. And now, Usha'ar Hasoy Adim, the other people, Noitlin Yodam Asoyv Zachar Zaherskit, and then there's no seder. Everyone has to wash, but the Eimachabdin B'davar Zem. Because She'eimachabdin B'yadayim Mizoy Homois. In other words, that's a rule. If it's because, don't forget, my machrainim, it's because your hands are dirty with the Melech Sodaimus. It comes to cleaning from dirt. It's not like the Maim Rishonim. It's already you're bringing Kedusha, you're taking away Tumantara. You don't have to be Mechabed. And if you're Mechabed, you didn't really do it. That's not called getting an honor. And nor by Kshadim when you're working over a bridge. Like, who should walk over first? Many bridges were so narrow. Either you go or I go. There is, you know, to say that there's a Seder of Kibbut. V'loy Badrachim, when it comes to the roads, where is it important for you to make a distinction between the greater one who should be honored only when you are going through a doorway, but not any doorway, a doorway that's Roy Lemezuza of Shas Knisa. Now, I want to make it the word Roy Lemezuza, Ramam is being Ramaz. He's not speaking about your only Mechabed. I saw that between two great people, them going back and forth for a long time. No, great people. I Rabbi a couple of men of blessed memory and the Sheva Talevi. I won't forget that. And they're having each one is telling the other one to go. You go, and there was an elder Bachrim are trying to hear what they're talking about a long time. The word Roil Mezuzah means even if they're going into a Pesach of a Beis HaKnesses. So there isn't a Mezuzah. It's exempt because it's a Kodesh, not a Choyl area. If it's a doorway, that's where this it's Shaykh in of Kibbutz. Halacha Yud Gimel. Gomro Lifel Yudayim. Once people finish washing my Machreinim, V'nogvu Yudayim, like we learned, yes, they have to dry their hands. U'bercho Berchas HaMazayim. So Chevre, you know what used to happen? Aside of the wine that he's going to mention, it's ideal to bench over wine. They would bring, this is during the week, where certain materials that you would burn, and it would create a perfumed scent, and people would smell it. So he says that they would bring, that's called mugmar, an incense burner, and they would burn incense. So the rule is, mi shemerach berchas hamazayin, hu mevarach ala mugmar. By the way, we're going to see the bracha on the mugmar was made after the bracha for the yain, after the sleep. After he's not going into that seder. He's just giving about the kibbutz, the derechedet. You led the benching, you're going to be the one making the bracha for the incense. Halacha yudalet, im hayasham yayin. Now let's go through the order. If there is wine to bench over, so that will be the seder. Mevi'im kois, which has to be at least machzik revi'is or yesed al revi'is. And they bring the psamim. When you make the benching, you're mevarach ala kois, which means, as we know, that the one who's leading the benching holds the cup, but they had mugmar. So now the question is, Gidon, which hand is used for what? So v'oiches es hayayin b'yamina. The wine is in the right hand. The psamim is in the left hand. And while you're holding the wine in the right and the psamim in the left, es misotutzach da mevarach b'rchas hamas. Our minig is that after you finish the first three brachas, you put the kois down. The Rambam doesn't mention it. V'charkach mevarach al hayayin, and v'charkach mevarach al psamim. I just want to add that l'chura, after the birchas hayayin, we're going to learn that later, that it's ideal to hold the item upon which you're making the bracha in your right hand. So l'chayda, you drank the wine. You made a bracha means you drank the wine. You put the cup down. You pass it to your right hand. it's like now when we make Abdullah, but we only hold the wine. But when you're going to make the bracha on the psalmim, you put the cup down and you hold the psalmim in your right hand. Now what happens if the source is not coming from an incense burner? What's the advantage that you're holding a keli? Which means that even though you're going to smell something that is very pleasant, but when you place it down, your hand won't be farshtunken. It won't be fashmirt. If you're holding oil, the way it worked was you actually put the oil in your hand. Now, what's wrong with that? There's the Gemara says, Gnai le Talmud Chacham, Gnai, to go out in public, perfume. Because people are going to be choish at you. The people that would wear perfume then are people that are trying to attract the opposite gender. So what should you do? Now, there's another din. And Kaven is going to smile in a moment over here because we learned this a lot. It's first of all, it's important to tip the waiter. Chazal say that. And the nicest way to tip the waiter, if he's not a Talmud Chacham, is to give him, to smear him with the oil. He used to smear people on their heads. So it's a win-win. You get rid of the stinkachs by smear, and you give him, that's the tip. Go today to Shiloh's and tip the waiter that way. Try that. You'll see what will happen. Go tip him by smearing on his head the oil. So you're not wasting it. You're giving him a kibbut. However, if the shamash is also a Talmud Chacham, and a Talmud Chacham cannot go on the street, mevusam, then you can waste it. Because of this, the virtue of for a Talmud Chacham not to go mevusam lashuk trumps the, so to say, the ruining or wasting the little bit of oil that's on your hand. Final halachat as well. You don't have to bench over wine. So now they didn't have kelim the way we have today. We're wealthy. Normally the kelim were used during the meal. Do you know that they would dip? In Brazil, they dip the bread in the coffee. That's a normal thing. You have coffee, you dip the bread in the coffee. Then they would dip the bread in the wine. If you use the kais during the meal and you dip bread in it, then to fill it up with wine, then you have to clean it out. This halach is only if the cup was used for food during the meal. You have to wash it, and you have to rinse it in the outside. Now, the truth is, every time that Rebbe used a kais in public, he would do that. With a napkin, I remember that. That's an Indian minig that a cheretz. But halachically, you only have to do it in Shulchan Aruch. It says if the kais was used, and there are pirurim of lechem inside the kais. And then, v'yemalenu yayin chai. Another nuance. The wine then was very concentrated, and it needed to be watered down. But the Rambam says that when you would begin the benching, you would only have the concentrated syrup type of wine. When would you add the water? When you were in the second bracha of Birchas Hamazon. The kivin shigil of Birchas Haaretz, then noisim l'toichim atmayim kedei sheyehi arav l'shusiyah. Why? Because since the second bracha is acknowledging the gift of the Holy Land, and the more concentrated the wine, the more rich the land is. So the way you praise Eretz Yisrael is by demonstrating, you see, the land is such a land that the grapes produce such a great wine that it's so heavy, you can't even drink it without watering it down. You're being mishabeyach pashteis Eretz Yisrael. Ve'ein mesichin al hakoyi shel birchas hamazon. No one can have any talk. Ela hakol shoyskin. Everyone has to be quiet. Not only until the end of benching. If you're mevarach al hakoyis, atchetichla birchas hamazon, ubirchas hayayin, and then the yishdu, and then you should know there's an inyan for everyone to partake of the kashlo bracha, because it brings bracha to them as well. Perek Shemini is all about brachas for foods. When you have a bracha bee, right? That's what it's called. This product, what bracha? That's Perek Shemini, and we will also have over here. We're going to touch upon precedence. When you have two items in front of you, what bracha do you make first? They once brought for the Tzemach Tzedek at the end of a meal, has given, they brought him a kompot. What's a kompot? Different fruits, some of them were cut. He looked at the kompot and he says, ooh, this is a lumdish kompot. Because you needed to know a lot of halachis. Not only do we make a bracha on dessert, but there was probably a melon and there was a fruit, and then you have from the shivas aminim, and then you can have from the shivas aminim that's cut. And you have another eitz that's uncut. And you have homach loikus. So they don't, he said, he looked at the kompot and he said, oh my, it's a lumdish kompot. So Perek Shemini, we're going to find all of the rules here. There's 16 halachas in Perek Shemini, beginning with Halacha al kol peidus ha'ilim. all fruits that grow on tree, the definition of a tree, my friend, is not on a branch. The definition of a tree is that when you pluck the fruit off, that same branch will produce new fruit in the next season. That's the definition of a tree. Unlike, just lamashal, a banana, which you would call it a tree, the goyim call it a tree, it's growing above the ground, but that branch that produced bananas will never produce bananas again. Like vegetables, that when you put a vegetable on the ground, when you took it out, that nothing else will be produced over there unless you make a new planting. Happens to be by a banana tree, it replants itself and there's going to be new branches. But however you define Peder Se'ilan, as the Mishnah speaks about, that Amam doesn't have to say you begin with Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, because we already learned, I think it was yesterday or Shabbos, that Kol Bracha She'einim Hashem U'Malchus is B'chlal not called a Bracha. You have to know these rules. Bracha means Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, unless it's Sibuch Alachaverta. Ula Basoif, Boyde Nefashos Rabbos. Chutz Mechameshos Aminim, Haksuv Matreira, what are the Chameshos Minim? Behem, they are anovim, grapes, limonim, pomegranates, te'enim, figs, zesim, olives, tomatim, and dates. Even though, yeah, you make the same bracha prior, you make the boyde pri ha'etz, but basoif, you don't make a boyde nefashos, you make a bracha achas, me'ein sholosh. Ba'al peiroi so'aretz, when it comes to fruits that grow from the ground, now I don't know exactly what that refers to, peiroi so'aretz, maybe it meant like the bananas, peiroi so'aretz, and vegetables, two categories.
Could it be strawberries? Or little berries that grow on the ground?
Why is what? Okay. Berries.
Blueberry. Not blueberries.
Blueberry. Okay. Say this. Okay. Good. Boyre priya dama. Ula basoif. Boyre nefashes rabbis. Says the Rambam. Dvarim she'en gedolim min ha'aretz. Things that don't grow directly from the ground. Keep going. Basar. Meat. Cheese. Fish. Eggs. Water. Milk. Honey. We're speaking about bees honey. Or we'll see, or even honey, the chayyots of him, but chilim of arach shahakol, ulabasoif bread and the fashis rabbis. Another halacha, hashoisimayim shalay l'rabbis samoy, if a person is drinking water, not because they're thirsty, but they have to wash something that got stuck in their throat, lamashon, ain't a ton bracha, that water doesn't demand a bracha, halacha base.
Taking
medicine, a great example, go to a better example. Hasoicha, because it's more common by many people, then you don't make a bracha, not prior in that post. Hasoicha, that pedis, if a person squeezes fruits, vahoitzim and mashkin, and now you have fruit juice. What bracha do you make on fruit juice? So let's go. Mevarach aleim atchila shahako. Ula basoif beirin afashis. With two exceptions, anovim and zesim. Why? On the yayin, it's so chashiv, the product of the fruit is more chashiv than the fruit. There's a standalone bracha of boirei pri ha-gefen. Right? Or ha-gafim. Ulubasoiv, you make the bracha achas me'en shalosh. Because since it came from the gefen, and gefen is one of the chameshos aminim, the ala shemen, chevra, do you know this? If you drink oil under certain conditions, the bracha prior is boirei pri ha-eitz. Pamed varam amurim, that you make a boirei pri ha-eitz for an olive. Shoyachoshish bigroine, that if a person, for example, had a sore throat, and he's drinking from the oil, and he's adding with it meshulakos, the liquids that is developed when you cook vegetables and water, the chayotze behen, because then you want to have the oil that you're getting hana'ah from the tam of the oil going down your throat, that's soothing your throat. Sharei nena b'shisiyosoi, avolam shasa shaman levada. But if you're drinking oil and you don't have hana'ah, it's too heavy to drink oil without mixing it with the meshulakos, or you're drinking oil with meshulakos, but you don't have a throat ache, then you make a shahako. And what determines ha'etz or shahako? Whether you're having hana'a, not from the oil, from the tam of the oil. Sharei leina ena b'tam Hashem. Aloche
gibel. Like when the Persians treat the salad dressing. They should make a ha'etz on that, basically, if it's olive oil.
I don't know the Persians that drink that. Okay.
Every Shabbos
by the Kiddush. Okay, Kevin, you're not here for a rebuttal over here. Let's go. Aloche Gimel. Peder so yirakos, fruits and vegetables should not come hachol chayim. Better eat. If they are eaten raw, if they could be eaten raw now, if you bishla means you cook them. Shlakin means you cook them a lot. Extensive cooking. There's a word for that. You stew them. Then you make a bracha shahakol. In other words, guys, this will be the words, if you remember this. When you are moided a food from its chashivus, when you downgrade its chashivus, then you're going to make a shahakol. So it's something that can be eaten raw. By you cooking it or stewing it, you downgrade it. Now, today we know with nutrients, things that have a lot more nutrients when they're raw. The moment you overcook them, they're not as nutritious.
You make a baked apple, that's
what
you make a shahakol on?
According to the Rambam, yeah. If you downgraded it, well, the Rambam didn't say cook. The Rambam spoke about cooking or stewing. I don't know about baking. But however, if there are certain vegetables that the way you eat them, their hashivos is by stewing them. Like, for example, cabbage or turnips. Can you eat them raw? You could, but that's not the way they're eaten. So now, fakir, if, listen to this, im acholam chayim, the Rambam says, mevarach aleim b'tchilo shahakol. Because that's not called derech achilos. This is not derech achilos. So you make a shahakol. Elo basoi b'ren nefashis. Ve'im b'sholam o'y shlokam. Forget, you're taking kruv. Kruv and lefas are vegetables. So now, mevarach aleim b'ren p'ya doma. Elo basoi b'ren nefashis rabbis. Next rule, in halachi gim. Dvorim shedarkom lehei ochol chayim u'mevushalam. What about foods that can be eaten, say, raw, say, cooked? So, you know, carrots, for example. No matter when, so maybe when it comes to an apple, maybe it's darkoi, maybe that's derech achilosim. Vegetables that normally people will stew. So shulakam, so you know what the din is? If you stew them, even if the actual vegetable was removed, all you have now is, let's say, the soup, the broth. Bevarach al mei shalach, you make a bracha on the broth, b'ayr pri adama. First of all, they were meant, that's the way people eat them. But now that Rambam adds another nuance to that, another qualification. You did it for the broth, you did it for the broth. Okay, you know that he writes in the footnote 6 over here that there's a big machlokes amongst the Rishonim that I'm standing alone over here. Dvash tamarim deitani. Here's the thing, deitani. So mevorchim all of tchila shahakol because this follows the rules. In other words, a date is eaten raw. You're squeezing something out of it, like the liquids of all, orange juice. You're going to make a shahakol. Avol tamarim shema achim b'yad. But if you have dates that you crushed with your hands, and you took out its pith, and you turned it into something that resembles a dough, it's not just the juice. The date itself is there, but just in a crushed form. You make a bar priyo eitz. It's like a date. And since it's from the Shiva Saminim, afterwards you make the bracha ein shalosh. Halacha hey. Huh? Igulid, that's a mamash igulid vela. Right? Mishnah in Elam Metzias. We start this young. Halacha hey. Hakonim amisukonim. Guys, this is for Brazilians. Cane sugar. Shesoy chatin oisam. That their sap is extracted. Umevashlin imeim. And that sap is cooked. And when the cook... When that cools down, it becomes hard. This is mamish, the hard sugar. It looks like salt, but it's very sweet. So the Rambam says like this: Kol hagoyim oimrim that she mevarchim olav on what on the cane by the priyadama. Some of them claim that you make on this kanim by the priyoyes. This has to do with how you define. Eitz and Hadoma, according to the definition that I quoted from the Mishnah, there would not be a machlokes. There must be two ways to define what's Eitz and what's Hadoma. The Chein Amru, and now, and the Chein, the Rambam has an opinion. The Rambam doesn't side, it's very rare, he brings two opinions, he doesn't say which one he passes, like regarding the Chein itself, either her Eitz or Hadoma. Now begins a new topic. The Chein Amru, when you suck out the juice, you make a bite of Priyadoma. That's what they say. The Rambam argues with this latter point. Va'ani oimer, even if you're going to say that you make on the sugar cane proper, but if all you're doing is, this is mamish common in Brazil, you take it and you suck out the juice. It's very sweet. No, she'ain't a pri. That the juice that comes out is not called a pri. The aim of Archan on the juice, only a shahako. And his proof is, shaloyia devash elu hakonim, this sweet honey from the canes, shenishtana al yidei ha'ur, which changes, it's something that changes, right? Because they would take it out, they would really take it out, they would cook it, they would make it hard. It should not be greater than dvash tamarim that we just learned. The Rambam says in the beginning of, all right, halacha dala dvash tamarim, you make a shahako. Aye, it's coming from the tamar. Tamar is the ha'etz, doesn't matter. But it's a shinoi. This is something that normally undergoes more change. Even though you're sucking it out, you're not cooking it. Since it's something that normally
you
was...
You make an argument, dvash, you eat the date. So you make ha'etz, and then the honey is a shahako. No one's eating sugar.
Say that, I got it. I hear what you're saying. Okay. A good point. Okay, could be. It shouldn't be gadol. The Rambam's point is because you normally would not suck it out. The derech achilasim that the Rambam knew of is that they would extract it and they would cook it. That's for sure connected. You know, it was normally consumed by making it undergo a change. So since and for that you make a shahako. So since that's the darkoi, it should be more the dvash tamarim shalenishtan al day or even though the dvash tamarim you don't make any change there, also you make a shahako. Okay, halacha vav. Let's go back. Hakoyim. What's the koyim? So the Rambam says that all of the tops of palm trees, while they're still soft, were edible. So what a bracha, you're eating up the tree. Hakoyim shurosh hadekel, shukumoy eitz lavan. Since it's tree and not fruit, that's the key. Now there is no bracha to eat a tree. There's a bracha to eat the pri ha'etz or the pri hadam. Since you're eating tree, you make a shahako. Can't call it a pri. Another thing. Kafra shel tzelov. Guys, we learned this in the brachas. It was very common, the caper bushes, and the caper bushes produced different types of parts. All of them were eaten. So he says like this. The kafras, the petals of the flowers of a caper bush, for that you make a better pri hadam. Makes sense. Let's go with our definition because those petals, maybe would not grow. Ain't a pri. Very good. Not because it doesn't grow green, because it's not called a pri, because it's petals. It's not the eights, but it's not. The berries of the tzlaf, which is that's considered the pri, and they actually look like small dates. And that you make the boy the pri or eights. Allah, because that's the eights. In other words, I argue again, that's the chiddush that the petals grow every year, they regenerate. But they're not a pri. The Rambam is consistent with this concept. Halachazayin, hapilpulin, fresh peppers, hazan gevil, and ginger. So what are they? Now, guys, there's a rule, Gidon, that you don't make brachas for spices. So how do you view them? Are they spices or are they? So it depends. If they are still moist, then you make a pri adama because now it's considered a vegetable. Abel yevashim, the moment they're dried out, you don't make a bracha prior and post. Because once they're dry, they are called tavlin. Reshem tavlin ve'ein oichel. V'chein ocholin she'ein ru'oim lachila. Any food that's not edible. U'mashkin she'ein ru'oim l'shasiyo. Einam t'unim bracha lo'y lefneim v'lo'y la'achareyem. Gevaldik. Halacha ches. Now we're going to speak about foods that are slightly edible. What was considered slightly edible? Again, we're spoiled people. But then, look at the Rambam. Hapas she'ipsha. Bread that became moldy. Today you start seeing some mold on the bread. Please throw it out. Then they were poor. So there was a point where they still would eat it. Wine, which some film already is on top of it. There's a little film on top of it. You know what? Or the tafshul sha'avra tsurasing. Food that is spoiling. What are noivlois? Sometimes certain fruits on the tree were beaten up by the sun so much, the sun was on them too much that they became overly sweet and they fell off the tree. They'll never become fully ripe. All of these are foods that if you're very hungry, you'll eat them. And sheichot, beer. What's beer? Beer is not because it's partially edible or not. Beer is it's a product from grain, but there's no grain in it. V'achoyim, it's in vinegar. V'hagoy ve'en locust. Right? They would eat locust. What bracha do you make on locust? V'amelach, salt. Now, kamein and pitriyois, truffles and mushrooms, even though they come off the tree, they're not nourished from the tree. So in all of the above, for different reasons, you make shahakol niya b'dvarim. Here goes rules. Whenever something demands a shakel prior, lachrin mevarach b'ayin nefashis. Cholaton baracha la'achrav. Another rule. Anything that demands a baracha achrin and demands a baracha deshayinon. Halacha nine, shemarim. If you have dregs, that means if you have grapes that were already pressed, but there's still some lachluchias left in it, and you want to chaparain and use all of it. What was called temet? That was the name of the drink. Right? So here's the rule. If just as an example, if you poured on them 75 cc of liquid, and now in the bottom you have 100, which means that there was still enough moisture in the shemarim, and they added a total of a quarter of what you have. Now it's still considered wine. You make a bite of priya gefen. Why? Shezeh yain mazuku. If the percent of the thick wine is less than a fourth, now you make a shahakol tchila. I want you to know that in Shulchan Aruch, clearly we don't paskin like this, because the grapes today, to begin with, don't produce such concentrated wine. I know that they add water, they don't add that percent. The concept is the same. These quantities was because they're, the wine was a lot more concentrated. Halacha yud berech ala peres ha'ilan by the priyad dama. If you made a mistake, he's a good dinim. Is it emes or sheke? It's emes because the peres came from the tree that came from that dama. Since it's emes, yasa. But what happens if you make on peres adama, you made a better priyad, it's not emes. Then lo yatsa. And therefore, al kulam post facto, if you made a bracha shahakoil, that's the emes. The ganze welt. And that's even on pas and even on yayin. If you have a cup of beer, this is the Gemara Allah. The Iker Bracha Gidon is Baruch Ata Hashem Elokeinu Melech Ha'olam. Everything else is a detail. That's the Bracha. Bracha, you're drawing down the level of Ata, which is Anoichi, God beyond the name, into Shem Havaya, into Elikenu, into Melech Ha'olam. That's the right. You're bringing God into the world. You're doing it through a specific action, through eating that type of food. So what happens if you make a mistake? You know what's the Iker? What did you have in mind when you said the Iker of the Bracha? So for example, you have beer. And when you began the Bracha, you were going to make a shahakol, as the Rambam wrote in Halacha Ches, you make a shahakol for beer, even though it comes from grains. But when you came to the word shahakol, then you got permission and you said Bari Priya Gefen. You don't repeat it. It's not Shayach Bari Priya Gefen. Doesn't matter, because the Ikar Bracha was said, okay. And we just said that if you make a Bari Priya Eitz on vegetables, lo yatsa. But since when you said the open liner, you had in mind to say the Bari Priya Adama, even though you ended up saying Bari Priya Eitz, it's interesting, Lashon. It doesn't say Yotza. This is also connected with what we learned, the unique Shita Sarambam, that making a bracha she'ein etzricha is mamish taking Shem Hashem l'matolam and kenish b'al ha'sheket. Okay. The chein amayil fun of tashel shel dagon, which we learned before you make a mezoinus, and takim, when you began, you had a mind to say, b'ri p'ya mezoinus, b'ri min mezoinus. But the Torah v'amar ha'moitzi Yotza. Here's the key. The pnei shemeshah shehis kiras Hashem b'hamalchus sheheim ikar abracha loyneskaven ella lebracha haroelos. I mean, you then had in mind the right type of bracha, and the hoyel beloy hoyel the ikar abracha toast. The ikar abracha didn't have a mistake. Afalpi that you mamish made a mistake. The soifa yotza. Here, the Rama writes the words yotza. Good. Ve'ein marzid anoisa. Wow. Halacha yud beis. Let's get moving. Even the stopping loy bohem in berich and berich, we have dealt whether you made the bracha or not. Ain't no chayz no mavarach. You don't make the bracha again. Loy batchila v'loy basoif. The pnei shemi divrei soifim. Unlike benching that we said, benching is divrei toyim. Here it's only the rabbanan. Shachach v'hichnis oichalon otichpi v'loy bracha. If you put food in your mouth without making a bracha, let's go by different categories. Im hoyu mashkin. Mashkin means you cannot. If you would spit out the mashkin, you would make it repulsive. Another thing is you can't even put the mashkin to the side of your mouth and talk. Go try that. It's going to drool out of your mouth. So the Rambam says, boilan umavarach aleim basoif. Who knows what this means? I want to know. I'll tell you. Umavarach aleim basoif means you make only a bracha achreina. people read this, you only make the bracha achrayin. But im hoye peiros, then depends. If it's peiros, that if you spit them out of the mouth, will become repulsive, like to some anavim. Then, so you don't spit them out, but you move them to the side of your mouth. It's not ideal. The Chazal say, where it says that yamale pit hilasecha, that my mouth is filled with your praise. Ideal is ko haper should be plumbing. But here you don't have an option. You can't spit it out. You're time for Ma'ilam Hazah, Me'ilah that Amam wrote. So here you put it to the side of your mouth, you make a brach, and then you swallow it. But the im enam the masim, even better, like pulim and afunim, beans or peas, poltan mi piv, spit them out. Make the bracha while your mouth is completely empty, and then bacharkach oichal halacha yudgim aloy lefana binim harbe. Here we go. President, say that many foods are in front of you. Im hoye b'chaseim shavais. But I'm obviously what we learned in Shulchan Aruch, many seifim, it's generalized over here. The Rambam didn't have to write that many words. You have to know how to read what's written and what's in between the lines, and it's the same halachas, but let's go. You have many if the brachas are the same. So the rule is, mevarach halachas mehem, kodem kol, you only have to make a bracha once. All of the boire priyo eitz demand one boire priyo eitz. Upoite res ashar. Ve'im ein birchay seim shavois. You have different food types, and it's not in a meal. And by the way, the Rambam already wrote, right, concerning fruits, that even if it's in the meal, the Rambam wrote, no matter when it's served, you have to make a bracha to shayna because you snack in it during the day when it's not in the meal. The varach al kol achas miyem bracha ruivan. Every food type, you have to make its own bracha. Now, which one do you make first? This is the Rambam. The A ze mehem sheyirtzo lahagdem magdem. I want you to know that this means, says the Kesav Mishnah, based on words that Rambam is going to write soon, it means the one that you favor more. It's not stam hefkevel, pick anyone. The one that you enjoy most should be the one that you're going to pick. That's the im ein roitzim zeh yoitzim zeh. But what happens if you to individualize? If you don't want one more, if you don't want more than the other, according to the Rambam, if you have a, let's say, a grape and an apple, if you enjoy apples, you make the hoitz on the apple. If you don't, you don't have your specified desire, then we go through, if one of them is from Echad Shivas Aminim, all of them. What happens if you have two from the Shivas Aminim? Again, according to the Rambam, it's simple. If you want either one, you have a date and you have a grape. Which one do you like more? But if you don't like them more, and they're both from Shivas Aminim, now the rule is, kol ha-kodem ha-pasuk, kodem ha-brach. And kodem ha-pasuk doesn't mean the way it sounds. We all remember this. Kodem ha-pasuk means the Torah writes the words edits twice. The one that's closest to the edits. So we'll see that the second edits is Zayis, Shemen, Dvash. So the word Dvash, which is Dvash Tamarim, is the second one from edits. So it's going to take, it's the last one in the Pasuk, but it can come before others, as the Rambam explains. Vashiva, Hema, Amorim, Apasuk, Zeh, Pasuk, and Ekev, Eretz, Chito, Soeira, V'Gefen, Ute'eira, V'Rimoin, Eretz, Zayis, Shemen, Dvash. Dvash is Dvash Tamarim. Therefore, Tamarim is before an oven. Think about it. How is Tamarim before an oven? I'll tell you why. Because Geffen is the third from Eretz. Right? Eretz, Chito, Soeira, Geffen. Geffen is the third. Dvash, which is Tamarim, is the second. Shat Tamarim, Shein, Ela Eretz, Varevim, Shlishi, Ela Eretz. Gevaldik. Halacha, Yudalid. Brocha, Achashim, Ein, Shalosh. Shal Chamishus, Aminim, Shal Peiris, V'shal Yayin. So, what is that Me'ein, Shalosh? The Rambam already wrote, we learned Shabbos in the beginning. We learned the Nusach of the Me'ein Shalosh. The Rambam mentioned now that you make a Me'ein Shalosh for the Peiros HaAretz. It's the same brach. The Ala Geffen is the same brach. Ela, Sha'ala Peiros Hu Oimer, you open up by saying, Alo Eitz Al Priyo Eitz. And then you continue the same. The Ala Yayin, you open up, Ala Geffen Al Priya Geffen. But we're reading right now, Gidon, we don't pass in the next line. For both wine and for the unique fruits of the Holy Land, you conclude them equally, al ha'aretz v'al ha'peiros. We say al ha'aretz al pri agef. But that's the way that Rambam passes. But then he writes, he's going to write another sheet soon. Im hoy be'eretz Yisrael. We don't say al ha'peiros. We say al ha'aretz v'al ha'peiros se'ho. Now that Rambam writes, v'yesh mishem moisev v'brach ha'shem v'mshalosh k'arim ha'chassimam. Some people add, it's interesting, he didn't write it when he wrote it down for the first time, that before, right, after the insertion of Shabbos and Yom Tov, prior to ending, we add, Kikeil Toivo Meitavata. Why do we say that? Because if you look at the Nusach of Me'ein Shalish, it's called Me'ein Shalish. There's nothing in there that's Me'ein, the fourth brach that came with the Zman Chachmei HaMishnah. But they also added, that's this line, Ki Keil Toiv U'meitemata, it should be a kitzur of the fourth brach. Shum Me'ein Brach HaRevi'is. V'yesh Misha Amar Shalei Tiknu Brach HaRevi'is El Brach HaSamazim Uvad. And obviously, you have to explain, why didn't Rambam write this Machloikis when he wrote the bracha of Alamichya? He writes it over here. Halacha tezva. Shasa yayim v'achol tomarim. If you drink wine and you ate dates, again, from the Shiva Saminim, and you ate minei tafshel, minei minei mezoinas, shachamish is medagim. So each one demands a bracha me'ein shalish. You don't make three me'ein shalish. You mix them all together. You combine them together. You say, baruch ato Hashem, l'kenem alach oylam, alamichya v'alach alkola. First comes for grain. Then I'll get alpri agethim. Then I'll eat alpri oates. Then you continue the same nusach v'altrumas asodav v'aletz chemdav v'chulei. And when you conclude, you say, baruch ato Hashem, ala aretz v'alamichya v'alapeidois rambam l'shitosei. At the end, you're not choysim concerning the wine at all. Final halacha tezayin. Ava l'machal basar v'shosei yayin. Don't say that the Me'ein Shalish covers the body and the fashas. It does not. So Mavarach Basoif Azeb Efnei Atzmai, what do you do first? First you do the Al Agef Malpri Agefen, the Ein Shalish. And then, for the meat, you make the body and the fashas. Very good. Achal Te'enem Oyan Novim. What happens if you ate two types of fruits? Not the basar. So the Te'enem and Anovim demands a Me'ein Shalish. Tapuchim and Agasim, they demand a bar of fashas. Chayesimahem. So here the Rambam writes, Mevarech b'soif bracha achas me'in shalosh. Tehi koilel ases hakoil. Because since you said al ha-peirois, or al peirois seho, you mentioned peirois. So you don't make another bar of fashas. M'pnei shukolom peirois. So eitz b'chein kol chayoyitze bozeh. That concludes the eighth chapter. And now, peirik shi, a very short peirik. It only has nine halachas. It's about fragrance. It's about psalim. And also, like we had in the Perek Ches, not just what brachas do you make with the different nuschois, atzei, or izbei, or minei, but also precedence. Both of them will be addressed in this Perek. Halacha al. Kishem she'asu l'adam lehanes b'maychol oy b'mashket koydim bracha. Going back to the Rambam's opening, it's me'ilah, ki'ilu yom oil. Kach asu loy lehanes b'reyach toyt koydim bracha. You may not have benefit from a pleasant fragrance prior to you reciting a bracha. The kates at the baruch al reyach toiv. Just make a little correlation. Just like the Rambam writes that b'di'evit, if you set shahakoil on anything, you know, ein machzir noisim. There is a general minhag psalim, but that's not lechatchila. Lechatchila is, like I said, im hoyozeh sheyesh different nuschayish lehoreyach or loy horeyach. If it is an actual tree, based on a branch, or it is min eitz, doesn't mean a type of tree. It means it's a product from a tree. Mevarech boirei atzei psamim. God created fragrant trees.
That's
like the hadassim. Like the hadassim. Very good. That's the bracha you make on it. Im hoya esev, if it's a herb or a min esev, a product that comes from something that grows in the ground, then you make a bracha boirei isbei psamim. That's what the Sfardim do by the Briz. Isbei. Many Ashkenazim go there and they make a mistake in the pronunciation and the whole call HaKodesh correct you. That's the meaning.
Pronunciation.
Thank you. But if it's not a tree or if it's not a herb, then keep going. Hamoid musk. Musk that Rambam is going to write is a product from a blood from some sort of non-kosher animal there in India. Shumin chayo. Then mevarach by the pli psamim. Today we have synthetic perfumes. You also make a body minei psamim. Body minei psamim. Imo yepri horoy lachila. What happens if it's a new category? It's something that is edible, a fruit like an esrei or an apple, and you're smelling it. So you say baruch hashem v'olam shenasan reyach toiv bapeiros. Now, post facto, the al hakoil im amar boiri min ipsamim, then you're yotso. Halacha beis, im abacham ala mugmar, asha talot amunosim. Actually, we had today in the first pedic, right, today's pedic zayin, that they would bring, it was a minic, but not only at the end of the meal, that there was a certain type of incense, keli, and they would put fire underneath it, and as that smoke would come up, when do you make the bracha? Only after the cloud of smoke rises up. Even though prior to burning it, it would have some aroma. It's meant to be burned, then it smells a lot better or a lot stronger. Wait for then. The case of Mevarchim Olav. Now, what bracha do you make? So again, the Rambam is ideally asking us, don't say a minei psamim and I'm covered. It's like, I'll make a shahakal and I'm covered. So it depends what is put in that mukbar. Then you make a boire atzei psamim. If what's in that mukbar is an asev, isbe psamim. Now we're going to see soon about a mixture. One second. Halachi gimel, shemen shalafar samoin. I want you to know that shemen shalafar samoin, let's go that it's balsam oil, but we read in the Ketores, hatsari, that's the tsari. Hatsari hanloit of ma'atzi aktof is shemen shalafar samoin. V'chayoytzeboim. So now, interesting, the Rambam didn't include it in Halacha Aleph. I don't know why. And it's a continuation. So in other words, look how many categories. Now we have another category. I'm asking that question because on Mugmar, there's no new bracha for Mugmar. All the point he makes is, look what's in it. But in Halacha Aleph, he gave the different types, right? Atzei psamim, isbei psamim, then he gave a minei psamim, and then he gave shenasa neyachtoi v'apeiris, and now we're having another category. Boirei shemen arev. God created the pleasant oil. Arev doesn't mean thick, it means anivus. Haravna. Abol shemen zayis. Shekevashoi. If you pressed soaked olives, oi, if you pressed olives or ground olives, oi shetochanoi. Here, you don't say shemen orev. Here, what you do is you make a boire atzei psamim. Interesting. Boire atzei psamim. Okay. Shemen shebismoy ke'en shemen amishcha. If you put together an oil the way Moshe Rabbeinu made the Shemen HaMishcha, obviously you're not making a perfect copy of Chayv Kodesh for that, but the idea was is that they had a whole system. There's a machlekes how they did it, but they would put all different types of herbs. They would soak them first in water, according to one opinion. So therefore, they should not be able to absorb the oil of Moshe Rabbeinu. They needed to have that hint. Anyway, they would put it, they would soak it in oil. Then they would remove those herbs and their fragrance went into the oil. So if you made that type of system, no, it's why you're smelling is only the shemen, but the shemen was already imbued with the fragrance of other products. There, you say a boyne minik summon. And now let's go to presents. What happens if they bring in front of you oil and an hadas? What bracha do you make on a hadas? Right, boyne atzei psamim. What bracha do you make on shemen, either shemen or a, right? But we said for oil of for olive oil, you make a boire atzei psamim. So the shemen, the atzei psamim is the same bracha. So they have the same bracha. So which
what
one?
What oil that came from the hadas?
No. Just the hadas. Just the hadas is atzei psamim. And then I'm a an alach gimel, right? Shemen zayis shekavosh yeshutachanoi boire atzei psamim. So mevarach ala hadas upoiter es hashemen. Which is atzei psamim. So hold on. So if it's the same, why do you take the hadas? They say because that's the answer. I'll tell you why. Because oil was made l'sicha. Oil was primarily balsam oil. You make shemen arei because balsam oil people did not use for a sicha. Shemen was either consumed or made. It's a secondary thing. Hadas is primary to smell. That's why you make the hadas first. Halacha dalit. If you have a fragrant spice from a tree and you have another fragrant spice that comes from a herb, what did we learn before? One is atzei psamim, one is isbei psamim. Unlike the mushel of shemen and ahadas, here they share different brachas. So it's ideal. Don't make a... If you would make a boyne minib samim, then you would not be allowed to make two brachas. Make each one the right brach. So he didn't say yet. Now, by the way, the Rambam did say in the previous Perek, even when it comes to the Chamesh Samin, that if you have a preference, you make what you prefer. Chayda, the same thing goes over here. Question is, if it doesn't have a preference. Hevi olafan of yayin v'shemen. Yayin is not to smell. So the rule is, oiches yayin b'minoi, v'shemen b'smoiloi. Mevarach ala yayin v'shoiseyu. And again, l'chayda, now you put the shemen in your right hand. And as we learned before, after you smell oil, tip the waiter. But if shamish adam with chacham, so he also has a problem. He loves the tip, but he can't go out on the street. Then you have to nebuch shmir it on the wall. Halacha hey. Davar shu safek. If you don't know if it's min or eitz or min adam, so you don't know. It's like what many people do with rice because of all of the machlokes. And so we have a safek and halacha. So then, you know, one of the solutions will make a shahako. Here will be mevarach olav boyit min eitz sanim. Another then boysem she'ed boy harechel min emarbe. The reichel here is the perfumer. He made a special shmekach. What did he put in there? It's a big secret, but he mixed many different types. So since it's a mixture, you make boyde minape son. Another halacha. What happens if you go into as a duty-free perfumery? What do you do if you go into a perfume store? Nichnas lechanus shol boysem, and there he's selling all the types, minimarbe, all the shmekachs in the world are there. But what halof? Again, there we don't, it's before you had a hadas and you had oil. These are two products. Here you have hundreds of products. Then you make a vitamin of something.
They just love being in the store.
Well, sure. But there's something called, you get habituated to the smell. So he says, Im yeshiv sham kalayim kulay, einu mevarech ela achas. When you enter the store, you make the brach. Nichnas v'yotza, nichnas v'yotza. Then since you left the store, so you got used to the smell of the street, you appreciate the good fragrance when you walk back in there. Just want to add, if you walk by a perfumer, they make a bracha, he smells. And also coffee takes away, cleans the palate of the shmekachs. So l'chayra, if he smells coffee, then he makes another bracha, even though he didn't leave the store. Maybe, just theoretically. A guy, shoshana normally means roses, not over here. Vered means roses. Shoshana is a plant, is a flower called is enemans. Google it, you'll see it. The chilf yamayim is lavender. Guys, these are the basic plants that are used to make psamim. For both of them, mevarchem aleihem boirei atzei psamim. They're considered trees. Nargis, lilies, shalgina. So then you make a boirei atzei psamim. Because a gina is properly tended to, and therefore, since it's irrigated, it's the eighth part of it is good. So it's an eighth. But if it's growing in the wild, since it's not properly irrigated, the whole thing won't last. It's called eight soy misukanim. Then you say izbe, because it won't regenerate. It's like a one-time thing. Havered roses. Umei havered rose water. Might describe them, love the rose water. Bahalavina and lavina, frankincense. Bahamastike. Rock roses. So the din is, you make a boirei atzei psamim. You have to appreciate this. In other words, when it began to grow, it was an eitz. Tchilas b'neyase eitz. Halacha zayin, shloisha minei reyach toiv. There are three categories of items that take give off a good fragrance, yet, nevertheless, ein mevarchan aleihem. You don't make a bracha. Ve'elo hein, chevra halkov. Number one, reyach toiv. It's like a pleasant, but there's an isur. But we'll go into details in a moment. Number two, it's a good fragrance that was primarily made only to take away a bad fragrance. All of the perfumes in France for the Frenchies, and three, I'm just kidding. In other words, a deodorant, and three, it was not made for it to be smelled. We'll see in a moment what we are referring to. First clarifying number one. It's made for an avodah zarah. It was even worse, used already. Or any fragrance that's on an erva. An erva would mean that it's on any person other than your wife. A man, another woman. Because you're not allowed to smell it. Halacha, no, that's category number one. Makes a lot of sense. It's a good halacha. No, you're going to
him. You smell it from your wife, you should make a bracha.
Okay, yeah. Not on her, on her perfume.
Yeah, that's
okay, good. Halacha number two. Psamim shal mason. The psamim that they put over there in a morgue before they had the freezers to take away the bad smell. Or psamim of a beis hakisei. Or deodorant. Shemen ha'asi la'avad es hazuama. the thing was oiled, and they put oil under their arms. And number three, mugmar, not the mugmar that we learned about before. That mugmar, you know, they would push it, they would light that keli on fire somewhere, and it would give off a good fragrance. But then there were certain mugmars that were made to perfume clothing.
Incense
that was made to be used not to give a good reich in the room, but to give a good reich in clothing or into kalim. You happen to smell it. On the other hand, so you would argue, what happens if you smell just the clothing and you smell the bounce in the clothing, but the bounce is not on the clothing? Amazing. Bounce is what my wife thought, some sort of soft or something. Dryer sheets that give a good smell. So see here, there's no substance anymore once it's in the clothing. So you don't smell it prior to the clothing because it was not made for itself. You don't, even if you smell the begodim that are perfumed, you don't make a bracha lefisha einsham ikar boisam ah eladeach v'lo ikar. Since there is no substance in there, nishtahed nishtahin. Final halacha tes. Tzvika, you're late. Samim shal mesiba shal goyim. If you go by a mesiba shal guy, this halacha does not apply today. Because we're living in the Western world where people, even the people that kaviyachal are religious, are not that religious. But then, in the times of the Rambam, if you went by a mesiba of goyim, the halach is that ein mevarchen aleim, because the presumption should be that the gathering of goyim is l'shem der avodah zarah. And in Shulchan Aruch it says that that's not, it's, we don't do this now. If you left the city and you smell something good, so you have to know, you know, someone made a party there. Roiv, if roiv of the people are goyim based on the rule that stam mesibas goyim l'avodah zarah ein mevarchen. If most people that live in the city are Yisrael Yidin, then you make a bracha. And finally, nesarev reich shemavarchem reich she'ein mevarchem. If there's a mixture, so the Rambam says, and that's the big topic. You go after the majority just to bring up the big kasha. The big kasha is that one of the three categories that the Rambam gave was avodah zarah, and avodah zarah doesn't have bit. So the question is, it sounds like from the Rambam that the Reyach, maybe because there's no substance now, the Rambam says across the board that there is a concept of Bittul V'Roiv.
So in those days, it wasn't just the Arabs that were around, probably a lot of the Bodhisattva.